Hey everyone, welcome to The Aligned Alchemist. Today we're going to talk about the undefined head, the undefined root center, and how it's going to affect you as you are bombarded, no doubt, by all of the personal development rah-rah that is coming at you December and January. Some of it's good, some of it's not so good. It's all about what works for you. Before we get into the episode, do want to let you know that I have dropped, meaning released, my cosmic consultations. These are my laser astrology work, my one-off astrology work that I started the brand with. They are only open for the month of December. They are limited in nature, and the link for those is in the show notes. And these are open to anybody. These have nothing to do with being a business owner. And these are my laser astrology readings. They are your chart of now, plus mixed in with what you need to know for 2024. And if you would like to see some of the testimonials for those, you can go to my Instagram account, which is Success and Spirit. And there is a highlight reel called Praise, and you can read all about how people have found these extremely useful. I love doing them, but as I roll into 2024, my brand will be more focused on business and human design, and I will do astrology with my clients in that capacity. I'm not really sure how it's all going to look because it's in front of me and not behind me, but things will be evolving and changing. Transformation, the theme of this month. If you listen to my last episode, right, touched upon the Mars and Sun conjunction in Scorpio, and you're interested in learning more, I did a deeper dive on that on Cosmic Alarm Clock, which is my astrology podcast that is up on Apple and Spotify and will eventually be up on YouTube. That is the final episode of Cosmic Alarm Clock for reasons I outline in the episode. We're in a transformation portal and it's time to close doors to open new ones. Here's the episode. Hey everyone, welcome to The Aligned Alchemist. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving break if you celebrate the holiday. Right before the holiday, I released a episode called Black Friday and Gratitude and the Undefined Head. And that episode had nothing to do with Black Friday specials or the holiday. It was more about the notion of a gratitude practice. And more specifically, or in addition, it was about the undefined head and the undefined root center, something that's going to become increasingly important as we get into personal development season. Because you're going to get bombarded with every kind of course, every kind of personal development, time-sensitive offer that you can imagine. It's really important with human design to filter a lot of advice, and this includes personal development, through the lens of your human design. Now, I don't technically celebrate the Gregorian calendar year, which is, you know, the traditional calendar, which tomorrow, you know, this week is the end, last week of November. No doubt we are on a countdown to 2024. I celebrate, you know, Asian New Year, Indian New Year, Human Design New Year. I celebrate in line with the energies of astrology, which this year things are really going to start to speed up in mid-January. But no doubt you're going to start to see a lot of stuff is related to, you know, masterminds, personal development, change your habits, lose 10 pounds, make more money in your business, et cetera, get rid of digital clutter, all of those things. So, and if all that stuff works to you and speaks to you, then that's awesome. You know, there have been studies that people who start a habit, be it lose weight or go to the gym or meditate, if they started on the first of the month, they are more likely to feel that they can have a fresh start. There's something about that zero energy, that fresh start energy, that one energy, that is either true in our brain or has been more likely conditioned into us, that that's when we start stuff. No different than the notion that, you know, it takes 66 days to form a habit. It does not take 21 days to form a habit or even 14 days to form a habit, which is what a lot of self-help stuff that starts in January banks on. None of that is actually scientifically proven or true. The 21-day quote comes from a misaligned and misinterpreted study that had to do with self-image and had nothing to do with actual habit change. So there is no rhyme or reason to numbers when it comes to habit change or starting over. You can start over whenever you want. over the Thanksgiving break, or more specifically on the Mars and Sun conjunction, which I talk about and how important that day was, I started a 90-day personal transformation journey. It's probably going to be more like 100 days. I want it to end on 2/22/24, which is 2/22/22/22. And there are reasons for that. This brand started during a 111 portal. 11 and 222 and 111 has played into this brand so many times, enough that I could do an entire other episode on it, and I likely will. But I'm very respectful of numerology now and respectful of cycles. I'm recording this on a full moon. This is the full moon of the Scorpio moon cycle. So it's the peak of the transformation energy. And maybe that's why I'm feeling this need to talk about, you know, the fact that I'm starting at the gym and I'm doing hot yoga and stretching and all of these things that you would do if you were to transform your physical self, how you show up in the world. I'm also transforming how I show up in the world besides my body. And that will be more obvious in 2024. And just, I'm stepping out in a bigger way in terms of the number of guests, podcasts I'm appearing on, how I'm going to be putting this podcast up on YouTube. I'm going to be experimenting with social media. I test experimented with a different types of social media that weren't for me. And now I'm going to be focusing on testing out some other ones that might be for me. You get the idea. Death and rebirth, transformation, showing up in the world, and all of those things. So, like I said, what has been very useful for me and what makes me very passionate about human design and using it in line with my business and life is the ability to filter. Using a filter for generic advice, which is what personal development has become, performance coaching, it's all generic advice. I don't think it's useful anymore. It's changed the game for me and it might change the game for you. It's changed the game for my clients because it's given them back a sense of empowerment. What do we do when we listen to somebody else? We give away our self-trust. We give away this notion of body wisdom. We give our confidence away to somebody else. And we lose rapport with our subconscious mind. Now, I am not talking about asking for help. I'm not talking about getting a mentor. I'm not talking about any of this stuff. I'm just talking about being able to filter what people tell you to do through your human design, which is number one. And number two, being able to choose programs and practitioners and ways of doing business in a way that serves your human design and serves the cycle you are in. I'll give you an example. I talk a lot about the open head in this podcast. Next episode, and one of the few episodes I'm going to drop before this year ends, is one on the undefined root and the open root. I happen to have an undefined head, which a lot of people have. I also have an open root center, which means you have no gates activated. Head is how you take information. Root is pressure and time and structure. So it's like being a toilet paper roll, open at both ends, pressure coming in and overwhelm and ideas and shoulds coming in from the top, pressure coming in from the bottom. You can imagine. Learned very late in life that I was influenced by people in that way in a negative way. And now I'm trying to decondition from all of that. So I'm doing things in a completely different way. Brief example is that is part of this personal transformation physical journey I'm going on. I've joined a 24-hour gym. The hot yoga that I do is at a facility that is 24 hours. It's not really classes. It's kind of hard to explain, but let's just say I can do these mini classes in an infrared sauna and it is technically 24 hours. I'm not going at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's not the point. The point is that I have a lot of flexibility and fluidity to how I figure this out on my own. There is some structure. I have to go at a certain time because the classes do start at a certain time. There is some structure to the gym if I want to use the sauna, because the sauna closes at a certain time. But I can kind of find my way through it. And so I've gotten a trainer to give me programs. So I have an app. He gives me the programs. I have to do X number of exercises, Y number of reps. I can be somewhat flexible with the weights, although I'm going to try to push myself, but I don't have to push myself any more than I would want to. And I can go any days of the week I want, and I can go any times of the week I want. I just have to get it done. To me, that's the structure I need. I have been a completely open route. I have no sense of time. I have no sense of structure. And when I try to do things myself, I get completely overwhelmed. And I, like a lot of people who are trying to start a new habit, you try to do everything at once, you do nothing at once. Or if you're someone like me who's a business owner and a creative, I'll be at my desk. It's 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and I'm just going to do this one more thing. Then it becomes 4 o'clock. The gym gets busy and you're like, oh, I'm not going to go. Then you say you're going to go at 7 and you're, oh, I got hungry. So I needed something that no matter what, I had to get it done within a 24-hour period, but I could get it done whenever I wanted to. So that if I was in flow with a podcast or I was working with a client or doing something else, I had the flexibility to just go later in the day. Why am I sharing this with you? Because I talked to a coach a couple of months before this about the fact that I had stopped working out and I felt like I had an inability to make myself do things. I was not working with him in a coaching capacity. I was working with him on something, subpersonalities, which is has to do with parts exercise and neuro-linguistic programming. It's essentially trying to get the parts of your subconscious on the same page. And what I finally realized after working is that the piece that's missing from this is that is like I talked about in the first episode when I talked about why I'd called it the Aligned CEO. It doesn't bring in the parts of your body. It's only focusing on your mind. And so there's a lack of rapport between your body and your subconscious. And so he had told me that if it was in alignment, and I've seen other performance coaches say this, if it's in alignment, you'll do it. If it's not in alignment, you won't do it. And I call complete BS on that. Because the minute I had a plan of how to do it, I did it. I didn't need to figure the plan out on my own. If it wasn't in alignment for me, I wouldn't go to the gym. I wouldn't have paid for a trainer. I wouldn't have paid for the gym. And I wouldn't have done the reps at the gym because it's out of alignment for me to lie. So I'm not, and it's out of alignment for me to waste money. So I'm not going to spend all that money and not go. And I'm not going to tell my trainer I did something I didn't. And I'm not going to go and not push myself to my, because I want, it's, you know, goal setting and all that are valuable to me. I want to be in a certain place at the end of February. I have a defined will center. That ego doesn't have to be a negative thing. It can be great for goal setting. So I share that with you because sometimes examples help me and it just showcases for me that if you sometimes listen to stuff people tell you and you don't really understand your human design, that you can convince yourself of things that aren't true. I now completely have leaned so much into outsourcing structure to other people and it's been fabulous. If I swore on this podcast, I would have used another F word before that. It has changed the game for me. And guess what's happened? I have so much more self-trust in myself. I'm so much in rapport with myself. I now go to the gym, which of course trains my subconscious to be like, oh, you're somebody who goes to the gym. You're someone who does what you say you're going to do, et cetera, et cetera. But I guarantee you it has nothing to do with alignment. Because the problem with traditional alignment, that word, is that we focus on the word alignment just with our brain. We don't focus on alignment with our body. Know how else to understand what my body wants other than how I feel. And I utilize human design and the gates and the channels that are activated to help me understand it. I use it as a framework, no different than I use astrology. Someone could say that's BS and you're brainwashing yourself into believing something. I focus on what works. And I focus on the fact that when I've done people's human design for them as a business owner, they are like, yep, that's me exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's not just me talking to myself. Clearly this stuff works. I'm not trying to convince you of everything. You either believe in human design if you don't, if you're listening to this podcast, but you get it. I am willing to question where I might be convincing myself of something that isn't true. But ultimately, is it working for you or is it not working for you? That's what you have to see for yourself. And trial and error, life is an experiment. But one quick thing I will say is that, and I'll get into this more in the next episode, is the undefined root or the root center itself. You know, the way that it's connected to the sacral center, which is the life force center, is the what they call the formulation gates or the formulation channels. And this could be its own podcast episode, but essentially they connect the center of energy to the center of structure and time and pressure. And the root gates are associated with Capricorn. Capricorn, if you listen to the first episode of this podcast, which was released on a Saturday, not by a coincidence, is because Saturn's the CEO, Saturn's the boss, Saturn's the teacher, Saturn is structure, Saturn is step-by-step planning structure, Saturn is me going to the gym 3 times a week, and then eventually every single week I increase my weight load, right? My muscles are going to increase, and then I have to have Y number of protein when I get home. There is a Saturnian earth-based system to a lot of things. Saturn can be seen without a telescope. So Saturn is the ruler of Capricorn. you heard my podcast on Cosmic Alarm Clock, if you heard about the Great Paradigm Shift, it's because Pluto, which is death and rebirth, is leaving Capricorn, which are societal structures. That's why you're seeing all this crazy, you know what? And it enters Aquarius next year. That's a whole other episode, or an episode for the Cosmic Alarm Clock. So structures are important in life. And as a business owner, structures are important because this podcast is about awakening your innate wisdom. It's not about the structures of society. So structure is very important to your business. Structure is very important to how you operate your day and your bank account and your business and all of the things that you choose to do. But how you choose to manage it is up to you. And we've been taught one way of doing it. We've been taught one type of schedule. We've been taught what rhythm is. I have channel and rhythm of human design, which is a whole other thing. A lot of people have channel and rhythm. You need to find your own micro and micro rhythm, and it's going to look very different for you than it's looked for somebody else. I don't do well with a 9-to-5 schedule at all. And every time I try to do that, it backfires and my subconscious will rebel. And then I end up just wasting a ton of time, staying up late, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And I finally had to accept that I was trying to adhere to a rhythm that was not me. The minute I accepted that, I felt so much more at ease. Human design is about a self-acceptance. Human design is about understanding how you operate. And it's not about complacency. It's not about using it as an excuse. It's not about using it as an excuse to stay stuck. It's not about any of those things. All it is about, in the way that I speak on it, is about using it for discernment, self-trust, empowerment, managing your energy. Those are three ways that I use human design in my business. And you can use that no matter whether or not you use human design to market your business. One of my prior clients, he is not a solopreneur. He runs a 7-figure business with a variety of business partners. And he's not selling himself. So he wasn't using human design to optimize his brand or how he should sell through his open centers or any of that stuff that is what I do with my clients. He was just using it to understand that how he as a projector should interact and manage his energy with his other business partners, who are no doubt, at least one of them is likely a manifesting generator or a manifester, and probably the other couple ones are generators. Because as a human design team, we are meant to operate in building blocks and Legos. We are not all meant to be the same. It is a reason why things don't work in corporate America or in teams, is because everyone's trying to be the same. Whereas ideally, we would operate using each other's strengths. So if that's the macro, well, then the micro is, why don't you operate using your strengths? And what is the way that you best operate? That is all that human design is. And that's just something to think about as you're just getting a lot of information about generic self-help and habit change and time-sensitive, time-pressured offers. We'll talk about the undefined route soon. I think it might be the next episode, if not the next to next episode. It might be the last episode of the year. And again, I will return in a bigger and bolder way in 2024. More information than you might want to know is that I'd mentioned numerology. So I'll just say that in numerology, you have a 9-year cycle. There are many aspects of your numerological chart. Some of them are permanent, i.e. you come with them at birth, and some of them change. And so one of the things that changes is something called your personal year. And that is a 9-year journey. Some people claim it's birthday to birthday. My research and experience is that it's calendar year to calendar year. And I'm entering the end of a 9-year cycle. So this is about closing out things for me instead of opening things for me. So you'll see a lot more of me in a bigger way in 2024. But you'll hear from me a couple of times this month. We'll talk about the chakras. We will talk about the undefined root. And I wanted to reemphasize that my cosmic consultations are open. These are only open for December. These are extremely limited. And this is the way the brand got started. I started doing personalized laser live astrology readings for people. This is your soul truth of now. This is your evolving soul self. This has nothing to do with human design, but astrology and human design are quite complementary. This is your progressions, your transits. They're absolutely incredible. And the reason that I got into astrology in the first place is when I started doing readings with my mentor. The precision was insane. Had to understand what was behind this. And 7 years later, I am no less in awe and no less amazed and no less wowed by the power of astrology. I don't need to understand how it works. It works. And I enjoy doing it. This will be the last time to work with me in this one-off astrological capacity. These are 2024 look-aheads. This is your chart of now mixed in with what are the key things you need to know about and how they're going to affect you for 2024. Link to sign up below. Going away at the end of December. And the last day to sign up for those is 12/21, which is the last day of the year. Winter solstice is considered the new moon of the earth wheel. Thank you so much for listening. See you on the next episode of The Aligned Alchemist.